Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is the continuation of Bhagavatam class, which is the Damodara Lila, pastimes of Lord Damodara. Damodara means somebody who was bound in the stomach, bound in his belly. So this is a very, very wonderful pastimes, you know, of the Lord. And these pastimes, it's very, very, it's one of the significant aspects of Lord Krishna's Lila. When he was here 5,000 years ago, this is the topmost sweetness of the exchange of love between the Lord and his devotees. And this type of exchanges is not found anywhere in the universe. This kind of exchange that is there between Krishna and his devotees, you don't find it anywhere. Not even Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, the relationship is that of Aishwarya, opulence. And in their place, Lord Narayan is the supreme predominance, is the supreme master, and everyone is his servant. There's just no other way. He's the supreme master. Just like as Srila Sanatana Goswami described in the Brihadbhagavatamrita. So when Gopal Kumar, who had traveled to the spiritual world, so he was in Vaikuntha. And as he was in Vaikuntha, he went to the, somehow he made it to the palace of Lord Narayan. He went to Lord Narayan, and because Gopal Kumar, he had developed a bhava of that of a Shaka, friend of Krishna. That's his bhava. He has developed it right from here, Vrindavan. So, and then, being a Gopa himself, he always has a flute. He has a flute with him. So, he went to the spiritual world. He went to Vaikuntha planet. And so, he saw Narayan sitting on his throne. But because of his bhava, he immediately called out, "Gopa, Gopa, Gopa." And he tried to run to Narayan to embrace him. But he was immediately blocked by all the disciples. They said, "Who is this upstart? What do you think you are doing? You don't know Narayan? Want to go and embrace Narayan? Don't you know what you are doing?" So he was immediately blocked. Because in Vaikuntha, such a relationship is not there. This is only available only in Golok Dham, not in Vaikuntha Dham. So this is some of the things we're going to be discussing this morning about this affection that is there between the Lord and his devotee, especially Mother Yashoda. So these pastimes of Damodara Lila is such a wonderful pastimes whereby devotees, you know, just by meditating on it, they develop such a tremendous bhava in this lila. Because Krishna, as a child, he was a child of around 2 years old, and he has such a very unique relationship with his mother, such an affection, which cannot be described anywhere. So today, We're in chapter 9 of 10th canto. And so this is text number 6, because this description begins a few days ago. So we the verse is there, if you can see. Everybody can see the verse? Okay. Sanjata Kopaha Spuritar Aruna Dharam Sandasya Dadhi Dahi Manta Bhajanam Bitwa Vrishasro Disha Asmana Raho Jaghasa Anyangavan Antaram Gavan Sanjata Kopa Spurita Aruna Dharam. Sandhya Sada Vidaye Manta Bhajanam Vetvami Sashu Dishanasmana Raho Jagasa Hayangavan Antaram Gataha Sanjata Kopaha. In this way, Krishna being very angry, Spurita Aruna Adaram, swelling reddish lips, Sandasya capturing that bee by his teeth. Daimanta Bhajanam, the pot in which yogurt was being churned. Bitwa, breaking. Mesha Ashru, with false tears in the eyes. Rishat Asmanam, with a piece of stone. Raha, in a solitary place. Jagasa began to eat. Ayangavan, the freshly churned butter. Antaram, within the room. Gataha, having gone. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Basic Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Being very angry and biting his reddish lips with his teeth, Krishna, with false tears in his eyes, broke the container of yogurt with a piece of stone. Then he entered a room and began to eat the freshly churned butter in a solitary place. Purport. It is natural that when a child becomes angry, he can begin crying with false tears in his eyes. So Krishna did this, and biting his reddish lips with his teeth, he broke the pot with a stone and entered a room and began to eat the freshly churned butter. Gurave Gurachandaya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishna Ya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Ajnana Trimandasya Ganangana Salakaya Chakshusumitayana Tasma Sri Gurave Nama Namamo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamini Namaste Sasabdivi Gauravani Pachayani Nibisi Sasunyabadi Pashta Deshtoyani Sanjata kosha spurita runa dharam sandhyasya dadbi dayamanta bhajanam bitra misasyu disha asmana raho jagasha hayangavan antaram gataha. So being very angry, I'm biting his reddish lips with his teeth. Krishna, with forced tears in his eyes, broke the container of yogurts with a piece of stone. Then he entered the room and began to eat the freshly churned butter in a solitary place. So Krishna became very angry because his mother was feeding him and seeing the boiling milk. The milk was boiling over the pans. So Mother Yashoda put Krishna down and so tried to take care of the boiling milk. Of course, this has been explained again and again that this is not an ordinary milk, because after all, in the spiritual world, everything is conscious. Nothing is inert in the spiritual world. Vrindavan is spiritual world, because when Krishna came here 5,000 years ago, he brought with him his Vrindavan. And then, when he left, he took it back. So, everything is conscious in Vrindavan. So milk, obviously, was feeling, you know, okay, I'm here, but Krishna is not drinking me. Now he's busy drinking the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. So the milk feeling useless. He said, okay, you know, what kind of life is this? I should better give it up. So started boiling over. So Mother Yashoda has seen this, because after all, the milk is meant to, you know, render service for Krishna. So Mother Yashoda simply put Krishna down and went to take care of the milk. So Krishna became very angry, obviously, that how can he be just let down like that? So he became angry. Now, we know that because Krishna, he was, tightly holding on to Mother Yashoda and drinking the breast milk. But effortlessly, Mother Yashoda simply put Krishna down. So, because Krishna was just a child. But we know that at the same time, the same child Krishna, when Putana, when she tried to feel Krishna, she also put Krishna on her thigh and tried to feel and feeding Krishna with her breast milk. And of course her breast milk is filled with poison, because she wanted to kill Krishna. So, and then Krishna held on very tightly. But Krishna was holding on so tight that Putana was shouting, hey child, leave me. He was shouting. But Krishna will not let her go. Krishna squeezing her like anything, squeezing her heart. So Krishna will not let her go. Eventually she gave up her life. Eventually she died. You know. But the same Krishna was on the lap of his mother, Mother Yashoda, drinking the milk. And Mother Yashoda, seeing the boiling milk, she decided to put Krishna down. So effortlessly, Mother Yashoda, she's much more powerful than Krishna. So she's much more powerful than Krishna on the basis of her Vatsalya Prem. So, and her Vatsalya Prem, it has no the way to describe it. It actually has no definition. There is no word to describe the kind of prem that is there, that Krishna, that is there between Krishna and his loving devotees. That Vatsalya prem is not there. So, in the Prem Pati Chandrika, Srila Narottam Thakur has said, you know, describe me the love that is there in Braj, in Vrindavan. So, Narottam Thakur said, Bhajane Ragachara Vrindavana Lilashtana Svapakasa Premananda Gana Jate Pakata Sukha Naijara Mnitu Dukha Krishna Lila Rasa Anukshana. So this is what Narottam Das Thakur is saying, that Sri Vrindavan, the place of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, is indescribable. It is self-manifest and full of ecstatic love. Happiness is eternally present there. It is devoid of the miseries of old age and death. The pastimes of Krishna are constantly performed there. So Krishna performs his lila only here in Vrindavan. And trying to describe these pastimes is just beyond word description. So Srila Vishnu Chakravartipa said, Srila Narottam Das Thakur describes Vrindavan saying, Bachanera Agochara, when it is not possible to fully describe a place, then the phrase Bachanera Agochara is used. Idam Vrindavana Ramyam Mama Dhamayiva Kevalam Atraye Pasavo Pakshi Brikshaha Kakrita Nara Maraha Yeva Santi Mama Disinye Mrityayanti Mama Layam. This is from Krishna himself. So he said, this Vrindavan is my own most beloved abode. Everyone who lives here in my abode, the animals, the birds, the trees, insects, humans, and demigods, when they die, they go to my eternal kingdom. This is Krishna's saying. That Vrindavan is actually, Vrindavan is actually, it's not different from Krishna. And all the residents of Vrindavan, they are Krishna's own, especially Nanda Maharaj and Maria Yashoda. And the kind of affection that is there, there's just no, it's totally beyond description. So here, Krishna becomes very, very angry because his mother had put him down. You know, he was, you know, at that time his teeth just started growing, his teeth. It was, you know, so it was, his lip was, you know, it's color with rosy kind of color, his lip. So Krishna, you know, with his white teeth, he bite his lip because he was very angry. So he bite his lip, you know, because, you know, he, you know, because his mother put him down. Because Krishna felt himself just to be half full. He was full because he has not yet satisfied himself. He's not full yet. So because of he bite his lip, and he decided to do something. So what he did, he took a stone and make a hole in the pot by which Maria Yashoda was using to churn the butter. Because normally from yogurt, it becomes from yogurt. When you're churning the yogurt, that becomes butter. God, for those who have done it and never done it, for those who have churned the butter the traditional way, then the butter comes out. You know, I remember one time we were in a Lagos temple, Nigeria, in the old days. We were somebody gave us several gallons of milk somebody gave us. And, you know, we're all very young, you know, young brahmacharis. And so we thought, let's churn butter. Let's make yogurt. Let's churn butter. So we all started doing it. But it didn't never become yogurt. It never changes. It remained the same thing. So we gave up the effort. So the the art of turning yogurt into butter, the art is perfected here in Vrindavan. You know, and of course, if you go to the villages, they can see, you know, the ladies churning yogurt to make it into butter. So Krishna, you know, he broke the pot. And of course, he knew that, yes, what he has done is bad. So he ran to the adjoining room. He ran to the room, and in the room were the butter, which had been previously churned from the previous day. So Krishna went there and started feeding himself with those butter which had been churned previously. He had fed himself because he felt himself that his stomach is not full yet. So he went to the room and started eating. And of course, doing that, at the same time, you know, he started looking here and there because he doesn't know, trying to figure out that his mother would soon come. So, in this text we are reading today, so the Acharyas, they've made some few comments is there, especially in respect to Krishna shedding false tears, and out of anger shedding false tears because he felt himself being unjustified by being just left behind by Mother Yashoda. So Srila Sanatana Goswami said, only the sweetness of Balya Lila is to be understood by his anger. So his anger is not ordinary anger. This is out of, it's based on loving relationship. Misconstrued means he whose tear is false for the sake of eminently cheating his mother, even though there was no reason. Now, there is alternative meaning, because this is a comment. Sometimes he cries, even though it's false, as a deceit and so on. But at this time, he was Amrishastru, he whose tears are not false, by the phonetic combination with betrayal, because he was not satisfied. So which means, even though he described here that he's shedding false tears, but the Acharya are saying, actually Krishna was shedding real tears, not false tears. Because he was angry, and he's really angry that he has been left behind, you know, so he's angry. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti, he had also commented in the Madhya Kadandini, whereby he's saying that Krishna has two qualities, the quality of Sarvajñan, the omniscient, omnipotent, the supreme lord of everything, is all knowing, Sarvajñan, and the quality of Mukdhata, whereby he is completely forgetful of who he is. Mukdhata means to be to just have ordinary understanding of oneself. Because here in Vrindavan, Krishna is just playing, just as a loving child, as a darling in Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, he just wants to be himself. You know, just like Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, Vrindavan is my home. You know, so which means when you are home, all kind of formality is no more there. You know, when you are home, you are in yourself. It's only when you are in the office or somewhere else, the rules of formality is there. But when you are at home, then you're just by yourself. So when, just as we said before, that if Krishna is Vrindavan, he just like everybody else. Only when he's outside Vrindavan, he's Bhagavan, and everybody is praying to him. But in Vrindavan, nobody play to Krishna. Even though Krishna killed so many demons, many demons are killed by him in Vrindavan, but Vrindavan, the Brijabasi, they never consider it as anything great. Or even If they want to consider it as anything great, they simply see it as the act of God who is simply acting through Krishna. They never consider Krishna as the Supreme. So when Krishna is crying, shedding tears, it's not that he's just faking it. It's not that he's just playing like an actor. He's actually feeling it. He's actually consciously shedding tears. You know. So this is how the Yoga Maya, you know, plays the role of Krishna Vrindavan. So Srilasananda Goswami continued. He said, it was for the purpose of gradually making a small hole in a low place on the pot silently. And then he heard the fresh butter that was on a high swing. At first, he brought a large butter, turned it upside down, and mounted the top part of his foot. He wanted to eat because he was not satisfied, or he ate out of anger. So this is the Srilasananda Goswami gloss. And then Srilajiva Goswami said, with Jata Kopaha, the sweetness of absorption in Balya Lila, consisting of affection for his mother, is described. Because those emotions arose only in his mind, and because what he did took place in a solitary place, it is shown that his anger was real. So Mrisasu, which is the text, which is the Sanskrit we are using in this text here, Mrisasu, means he whose tear is false because of an arrogant look, even though useless, only by the nature of childhood. Then mention that alternatively, sometimes he cries, even though it's false, as a deceit, and so on. But at this time, he was Amrishastru, he whose tears are not false, inasmuch as he was not satisfied. So Krishna, actually, when he was breaking the pot, he didn't just break it to create a very loud noise, because he didn't want his mother to know. He was trying to do it. He did it very silently so that his mother will not know that the pot had been broken. So what Krishna did was that with a grindstone, so he punched a hole at the bottom of the pot. He punched a hole at the bottom of the pot so that the yogurt, the thing was seeping out, were coming out. But when he punched the hole he found out that the yogurt has not yet turned. It's not turned yet. It became kind of useless. Could not get anything because he punched the hole. He thought that he could drink the churning the yogurt or or the butter, but there was nothing there. So he went inside the room. So he went inside the room to start, and then he started eating the butter that was kept, inside the room. And then the Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan, he also said in this regard, in this verse, he says, the son had anger, was because of rejection and disrespect. So Krishna became angry because of being neglected. Hari, being angry, beat the quivering rosy lower lips with his teeth, and bearing red tears out of anger. So this word amrit, out of anger. So it can be, it's taken that, his tear was real, not that false tears, because he was very angry. So he broke the container used for churning yogurt with a fine tipped stone, Drishadasmadam, Sukshma Grena Shila Kandina. So this means he silently made a slight hole, only due to anger. When within the house, he went within the house and Teram Griamadian and ate liquid ghee made that day from cow's milk from the day before. So a younger one, so it's that which had been placed there by mother for his sake. So now he said, his own fickleness, revealed by the little boys and sometimes a first year to avoid arousing mother's anger, might occur by the nature of infancy, but on that day he was, Amritsastra, he whose tears are not forced. So because of anger, it is said in that way. Now you mentioned that somebody might argue, because the students have said, Vijigat soul, Pipatsaha, the soul has no desire to eat, nor desire to drink. It's from the Chandogya Upanishad. And since the spirit says, Nita Tiptat Yapita, the non-contentment of him who is always content. So which means there is kind of a contradiction here, that I come, because Krishna is called Aptakam, is always satisfied. It's Atmaram, is always, he doesn't, it's Aptakam, yet he doesn't desire anything. And his Atmaram is always self-satisfied. But how come in this particular situation, out of not feeling satisfied, he became angry, punched the hole? So this is the question, and the contradiction is being addressed here. So he mentioned, Arosano here saw Devaha. The Lord is not inclined to be angry. The Lord, he doesn't become angry. The anger of him who has no anger is contradictory. If this was said, the knowers of the truth reply, his anger, which arose due to non-contentment, was only an attribute of the Swarup and nourished his mother's Vatsayaras, as if he were foolish and as if he were afraid. It was not an attribute of the materialistic rasa, because he does not have any of the 18 great faults. His anger was not an imitation, because he was not alone. So which means Krishna is expressing anger because of being dropped by Mother Yashoda. This is a manifestation of Vatsaya Ras, Vatsaya Prem, that is there between Krishna and Mother Yashoda. Because the love, the parental love that is there between Krishna and Mother Yashoda is such that, you know, that love is always ever increasing. It's always, there's no end to it. It's always ever increasing. And as a matter of fact, the love that is there between Krishna and Mother Yashoda, that love is always that love. There's always competition between the love that between love of Krishna towards Mother Yashoda and love of Mother Yashoda towards Krishna. So there's a competition between the two. And this competition is ongoing. But the devotees, especially Mother Yashoda, always come supreme. Because love of the devotees is always triumph. Love of Krishna is, and that's one of the reasons why Krishna is telling the gopis that he said, my dear gopis, you know, the love that you have towards me, I cannot repay you. I cannot repay your love towards me. So therefore, let your own loving service be your own reward. You know, even though Krishna said in the Gita, he said, "Ye yatana prapandyates, tant tatava bhajami." He said that as one surrendered unto me, I reward accordingly. Krishna says in the Gita, I reciprocate with everyone, the level of your surrender. But in this case in Vrindavan, the Lord, he finds himself unable to match the love of his devotees. And that's why the Lord said, I am indebted. I cannot repay your love. I am very indebted to, I cannot repay it. And that's one of the reasons why the Lord came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to understand the nature of love of his Braja Bhaktas, of Vrindavan devotees. To understand that nature of love, the Lord came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to understand that nature of love. So, in the Mahabharat Lila, when Krishna went to Hastinapur, so the Lord went to Hastinapur and he was doing some kind of a negotiation between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. So in order to avoid the impending fight, the war, so the Lord Krishna went to Hastinapur. But when Krishna was going to Hastinapur, so Duryodhana, he knew that Krishna was coming to Hastinapur. And Duryodhana is Krishna's in-law, because Duryodhana's daughter was married to one of Krishna's son, Samba. So, because Duryodhana, he felt himself having a relationship with Krishna. So he said, okay, Krishna is coming, let me welcome him. Let me prepare a big feast. So Duryodhana, being the king, the palace, so he made a huge elaborate feast to welcome Krishna as Krishna was coming to Hastinapur. But when Krishna arrived in Hastinapur, he did not go to the palace of Duryodhana to partake of his food. So what he did, he simply went to house of Vidura, because Vidura was his devotee. So he went to the house of Vidura, and Vidura's wife, the only thing she could feed Krishna was banana. That's the only thing she could feed Krishna. So she was peeling banana to give to Krishna, but she was so much in love with Krishna, so much affection is coming just by looking at Krishna. So she was peeling the banana, but instead of feeding the banana to Krishna, she was throwing away the banana and giving Krishna the banana peel to eat. Totally unconscious of what she was doing. She was so absorbed in praying, in bath, she was giving the banana peels to Krishna to eat. And Krishna was eating it. You know, because she was doing it out of love. You know. And so the next day, Duryodhana became angry. He said, oh Krishna, I prepared so much preparation for you. Why didn't you come to my palace and accept my offering? So Krishna said, he replied, he said, well, I am Atmaram, I'm never hungry. I don't get, so if I'm never hungry, why should I come? How can I come? Are you going to feed someone who's never hungry? It's not possible. And besides, I only become hungry only because if my devotees want to feed me. I only become hungry only because of the love of my devotees. My hunger is for the love of my devotees, not for anybody else. But you have no love for me. So how can I eat your food? You have no love for me. In your heart is full of hate. You hate the Vaishnav, my devotees, Pandavas. You have so much hate towards my devotees. As Krishna says, hatred of my devotees is hatred of me. Because you cannot separate Krishna devotee from me, from Krishna. You cannot separate them. You hate my devotees, you hate me. So because of your hate towards my devotee, so therefore, how can I ever express your anger? There was another story. There's one lady. So this lady, she's worshipping Krishna, Balila Krishna, small Gopa Krishna. And this lady, she's absorbed in Vatsaya Prem towards Krishna. And she must be so much absorbed in making sure that Krishna is nicely fed. And even when she wake up in the morning, without any preparation of herself, any cleaning, anything like that. She just immediately wake up, she know that, oh, Krishna is going to come running very soon, so therefore I must prepare Krishna food. Even sometimes she will use dirty items, just prepare something for Krishna to eat. So she does this all the time. So there was one day, one sadhu saw her, she saw what she was doing, and asked her what she doing, and she said, oh, this is for Krishna, this is for Lala, I'm preparing this thing for him. And then the sadhu say, oh, Mataji, what are you doing? This is, Bhagavan, Krishna, you are preparing food for her in such a, in such an unclean environment. You're not even clean yourself, all the clean intention. You must, nicely clean yourself. You must do all this thing nicely before you can, give this thing to Krishna to eat. So the lady, being very simple, she said, okay, I will do as you are told. And then she started following the regulations, bathing, do everything nicely, as we do what we do, just like, if you're a pujari, you get up in the morning, you dress, you bathe nicely, you put on nice dress, till like before you go on the altar, correct? And then you can do your offering, your puja and all that. So the Mataji was doing the same thing. So the next morning, Krishna came running, he said that, hey, Mata, what are you doing? I'm hungry. Why? What are you doing? I've been waiting. I'm hungry. What are you doing? And the lady said, well, a sadhu told me that I have to do this before I can feed you. I have to do this. So Krishna said, what is this? You have to do this? I'm hungry. Forget about what it is. You're offering your achema, your this. I'm hungry. I want to eat your food. I want to eat. What is this? All your preparation. So feed me. So in this way, trying to perform all these rules and regulations, it actually is not really, when we come to the point of the Prem Bhakti, it doesn't actually translate. It's because when someone is above in prem, in bhav, in loving service to Krishna, the rules and regulation actually goes very far away. That's why as mentioned that in the beginning, we do Vaidhi Bhakti in the beginning. But when we come to that stage of Bhava, Prem, that time, that Prem, that Vaidhi Bhakti goes, take a back seat. It's no more required when one absorbed in that aspect. So in the word of Srila Jiva Goswami, he was mentioning. He was narrating, this is from Gopal Champu, whereby this incident is being described. So there are two personalities who are narrating Gopal Champu, Madhu Kanta and Snake Kanta. These are two persons, they were narrating Gopal Champu. So Madhu Kanta said, how can you speak these words? Why will Mother Yashoda leave her hungry little boy and run to some other place? Yashoda is the best of mothers, filled with love for their children. That's all. Which means that how can you say that Mother Yashoda just leave Krishna behind to go and do something else? So smiling, Snigdha Kanta replied, oh my dear, please listen. This action was a pastime revealing Yashoda's love for her son. Madam Madhu Kanta asked, how is that? So Snigdha Kanta said, if Krishna were not there, Yashoda would not care for her home, her home body, or anything else. So which mother Yashoda care for everything? Because Krishna is there. She says she will not care for anything, her own body or anything else. From the moment of Krishna's birth, his parents, Nanda and Yashoda, thought Krishna is our son. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the demigod Brahma says, oh Krishna, the residents of Vrindavan have given you everything, their bodies, their minds, their love, their homes. Everything is being utilized for your purpose. If this is true, for all the people of Braja, then how much must it be true for Krishna's own parents? Therefore, Mother Yashoda's concern for her glorious milk and yogurt was a concern only for Krishna's sake. So Mother Yashoda thought in this way. So this was her thinking, because the yogurt, the milk that is being boiled, this is for Krishna's sake. The milk is coming out. So this is for Krishna only. So this is her thought. She said that she did not do this because she thought her own body or her own home were most important. She did it only because she was wrapped in thinking, Krishna is my little boy. She thought all my duties must be done to show kindness to my little boy. All Mother Yashoda's actions should be understood in this way, as a manifestation of love for a little boy. Out of love for him, she rebuked him and sometimes beat him and showed her love upon him. What more need be said? So, and of course, from this love was born the anger in Mother Yashoda. So, which means the anger that, just like we're going to read it in the subsequent verses, that the anger which Mother Yashoda was expressing towards Krishna, this is another manifestation of love. And of course, Krishna, knowing that yes, he has done some misdeed, and he was shedding tears, crying. This also another manifestation of love, this prem thing. And this prem, that is this love that is there between Krishna and Mother Yashoda, this is called the last, they call it sometimes the last limit of bhakti. The last limit of bhakti. The highest understanding of what bhakti is. So anyway, there's a lot more we can discuss about this. And this chapter is such a wonderful chapter. And our acharyas, they're giving so many, many wonderful explanations, many, many wonderful commentaries on this chapter. This chapter of Krishna, of Mother Yashoda binding in Lord Krishna. So we should, at least this month, we should start to come to the class every day and hear this description of this chapter. Okay. So thank you for listening, because it's after 9 o'clock, we have to go for prasad. So is there any question or comments? Yeah. Yeah, and of course the karma kroda, this is in respect to spiritual life, it's so different. It's all in a relationship to love. Krishna became angry only because of love, Mother Yashoda. And both of them, Mother Yashoda always accusing Krishna of being a thief, This is an expression of love that is there. And of this kind of expression, there is no comparison to it in this material, no comparison to it. You wanted to ask a question? Get the mic. Hare Krishna. Yeah. That's why the Acharyas, as they said that Aradhya Bhagavan Brajas, was that Aradhya Bhagavan Brajas, that Vrindavana? Okay. So it's a very beautiful verse which describes that Aradhya means to worship, that if one wants to worship, that the supreme object of worship is Sri Krishna, is God, is the supreme object of worship. And the best example of worship is that which is manifested by the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So which means that one has to follow the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And as mentioned that the, like Srila Rupa Goswami said in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that one has to select a particular Bhujabasi and serve under that person and select and be under the guidance of that particular Bhujabasi. It's just like we cannot be Krishna's parent. You cannot be Yashoda or Nanda Maharaj. God is eternal, the last eternal associate, eternal spirit. But you can follow their footsteps by seeing yourself as their assistant. You can follow their footsteps. You can cultivate following their moods. So, I mean, Krishna said, he's telling the gopis that your love for me cannot be repaid. I cannot repay your love for me. Which means that love is so deep that he himself, he has to come to understand the love of the gopis. Because mentioned that the kind of happiness that Krishna gets, the one that the gopis get is thousands of times much more greater than the happiness that Krishna gets. So Krishna, he become greedy for the gopi bhav. He become greedy. He want to know what the gopis are. What are they getting? What kind of happiness they are getting? So he became very greedy to understand it. And that's why he came. So he came as Gonagama Prabhu. So he took the form of Srimati Radharani, not the form, the complexion, and also the mood. After all, Srimati Radharani is the topmost of Krishna. What is that? Aradhika, Anaradhika Nunam. What is that? Anaradhika. That the best worship of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. So Krishna came and took the form of Srimati Radharani, took the complexion and mood, just to understand the nature of his love and also to be able to have that kind of experience that the gopis are getting. So it's not an easy thing. It's also not a superficial thing also to try to get into this mode, trying to be, oh, how come Krishna cannot repay the love of the gopis. And what is this love anyway? So it's actually totally beyond our understanding. And as Bema Prabhu has shown us that yes, we have to follow the footsteps of the Brijabasi. And this eternal Brijabasis, they become merciful upon us. And then they can show us, you know, they can actually give us recommendation on how to serve, you know, how to serve the divine couple one another. And this is exemplified in the life of the Goswamis. You know, for instance, because no one can claim to be a direct servant of Krishna. Everybody always said that I am servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu said, das, anodas. I'm the servant of the servant of the. So which means the more we realize this, the more we come to have this kind of mood, feelings as you are expressing in terms of the kind of bath that one can get, you know, just like, you know, what Maria Shuddha is expressing towards Krishna, you know. So this kind of esoteric understanding also, and this esoteric understanding is not easy as long as if we are still absorbing in materialistic consciousness. So the more our consciousness change, the more this understanding can change, the more this can be absorbed within our body. Okay. Anyway, so thank you very much. You know, because other program is there. So Grand Tashim Bhagavatam Ki. Srila Prabhupada.